This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't marry today.
Vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, well, we have our Stephanie Joy. We are back in the state of Minnesota, just got back from Atlanta, Georgia. Had a great time with some super extra special people. And I like that. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that we were doubly saying how extra special they were.
Now, what's interesting about that is I suppose that men need to be told things twice, So the Lord just added that little extra on there.
See, he knows we have Nita before we even ask him.
And I appreciate that very much. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, go over to our brand new website. Folks, again, I appreciate the fact that you guys are knocking it out of the park. That means you are partaking, and this is how we do it. We hear all the time that evil prevails because good men do nothing. What happens when good people get together and they do the stuff to win their country back? In other words, they fight the good fight of faith, and they actually respond to the commands of God. Well, you win that country back just the way that our forefathers did. Again, check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to my Twitter account if you'd like, BradleyDean1. My Twitter account, BradleyDean1. Or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media. Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or go to my personal fan page, which is Bradley Dean. Again, Bradley Dean. We got about 145,000 responders, so we appreciate that. We're always loading and uploading those websites with videos, what we're doing, where we're going, how we're going about it, scheduling in some cases. And people need to understand that we don't always schedule for the very purpose that we got a lot of wackos out there, you know, the skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys that try to put the kibosh on our event. So we want to head on, and we want to give you as much information as we possibly can. We're being wise as serpents and harmless as doves, but the information that you might need or want, again, go to those websites and check them out. Phone lines are accessible again today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, I want people to understand right off the bat, because it's better to be divided by the truth than to be united in error. Let me say that again. It's better to be divided by truth than to be united in error, okay? It's a false peace that unites in error, folks. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals. That's scripture, by the way, John 12:25. And might I remind you, to the contrast of what I just said, that Jesus was betrayed with a kiss. Don't ever forget that Jesus was betrayed with a kiss, and we know that scripture tells us that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. And we also understand, again, contrasting that, going back to scripture in the book of Proverbs 27, that faithful are the wounds of a friend. Okay? Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. So let's make the distinction of what real love is. And keep in mind that Jesus Christ was hated for his love. So much so that they crucified him for that. And also King David said in the book of Psalm 109, he said that he was actually hated for his love as well. So what kind of a love is it? It's a holy love, because we know that in Romans 5:5 that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, okay? So let me tell you something, friends. It's not love and it's not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. And we're on this false grace and this false mercy that we see spreading itself across the United States of America that is bringing us where we are today because of the lack of love. And what is the fulfilling of the law, Stephanie?
Love.
Thank you. And who gave that law, and why did he give that
Christ
law?
Christ gave us that law because he loved us, and he came down to fulfill that law.
Thank
because
you.
He loved us.
Very much so. It is better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It is impossible to find anyone in the Bible who has a power for God who did not have enemies and was not hated. You know, you can always gauge your walk by how many enemies you have. And I want to tell you this. Enemies for righteousness' sake, not because you're a goofball or you're an idiot or you're a troublemaker, just because you want to spark some sort of response from people, and in the process of doing that, you're getting enemies for the wrong reasons. No, we're doing it for the right reasons. And let me tell you something. It is not hard to find enemies today for doing the right thing. And I also want to say this for those that are still trying to figure out, what's the call of God in my life? You know, I just don't know what to do. Here, let me tell you this. Open your eyes. Do that. How does that sound? Because there's not a lack of things that need to be dealt with in this country, and the Christian church needs to stand up and do this stuff, as we say in this ministry. Folks, it's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with the multitude. It is better to ultimately succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with a lie. There is only one gospel, and Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Who said that? Adrian Rogers. Hey, Adrian, we high-five you big time. We know that he was a forefather and a preacher of God. Yes.
Okay, one more good quote when you're speaking of the truth. Martin Luther, that great reformer, said, peace if possible, truth at all costs.
Who would know better than him?
Oh, absolutely.
William Booth comes to my aid again. What did he say? If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And how do we equate that to Scripture? Go to Elijah when he met Ahab on the back roads. Remember his wife, Jezebel, that devil herself? Remember she was the one that wore the pants? Well, maybe she didn't necessarily wear the pants, but she always told Ahab which ones to wear, right?
Right.
But interestingly enough, when they met on the backside of the desert, Ahab said to Elijah, the prophet of God, hey, you're the troubler of Israel. And what did Elijah say back to the corrupt tyrant king? He said to him, I'm not the one that forgot my father's commandment, Mr. Tyrant. You are. And what I want to do on the second hour today on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I want to talk about Eric Holder. I want to bring it to the present, so I'm going to do things a little bit backwards. I usually teach in the natural, then bring it into the spiritual. Let's do it the other way around. And folks, again, referring back to Scripture, Jesus always taught in the natural, because the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are spiritually discerned. So he always taught in the natural in parables, so those that had ears to hear and eyes to see could always hear and could always see as to what he was teaching them. So, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come back. I'm going to bring you to the foundations of our country. I'm going to go through the Revolutionary War. I'm going to show you the usurpations of a tyrant King George. I want to show you the righteous men and women that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today 239 years later, namely the 56 signers, along with the 13 colonies, along with those bad boys called the Black Regiment, friends. But before I do that, I want to show you how you respect the office of those that represent us, real quick before we get to that, okay? You got Bradley and you got Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do that, 1-866-233-0747. One more time, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to dump a lot of information on you. I only have 2 hours today. And yes, friends, I have the gift of gab, my mommy said. And it's true.
You can talk.
Oh, I can talk. But it comes out of the abundance of my heart. It really does. It's
so
not something like I just thought up, right? Well, Jesus said out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And I got to be honest with you, that river flows a lot, doesn't it?
It's ever flowing.
It really does. Okay, now, friends, I want you to understand again. Let me go to Scripture real quick, and then I'm going to get over to the natural. In the book of Jeremiah 1, this is the process in God. This is the process of God. This is the process by God. Okay? Jeremiah 1, he told the prophet Jeremiah, by the way, when you read the new Scripture, when Jesus was asked by his apostles, who do men say that I am? Well, they named Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, or John the Baptist. They didn't name some little effeminate pansy walking around the issues, did he? No. He seen the obstacles, and he went after them, and he went through them. Mark 11:23 and 24. But in saying that, Jeremiah was sent by God to do this. Jeremiah 1:10. See, I have set this day to you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. So away with the old and in with the new. But friends, I say this to you so you can understand. It's time for America to go back to the old, not the new. Jeremiah 6:16, the old pass, okay? Again, Jeremiah was sent forth by God. He said, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. And yes, again, friends, keep in mind, Jesus was paralleled with that of Jeremiah. Of course, it's all the same spirit. It all comes from him, the Son of God. Now, going over to the natural, again, just laying a premise. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. Folks, I once had a manager approach me because I was calling out the corruptions of this criminal administration on the air. He admitted that he knows the president, President Obama, is un-American, reckless, ignorant, dangerous, and even corrupt. And, of course, I agreed with him. But then he went on to say he still is the president of the United States and we need to honor him and his office as such. I said, honor him as such? I said this to him. I said, you got to be out of your mind to think I'm going to honor any individual in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified the Constitution of the United States with their blood, which, by the way, is the same Constitution those in office swear to uphold. Does the President of the United States have the right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own image? Absolutely not. America, don't forget that Obama's allies are America's enemies. So did we give him the privilege, through the sacrifice of our veterans, to desecrate their memories? Absolutely not. Is it patriotic to stand back and say nothing when you see an individual and his administration corrupt everything our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us? Absolutely not. It's unpatriotic and it's un-American and it's very un-Christian-like to stand down when you should stand up. So I went back to this individual and I said, when America tolerates corruption in their government, she dishonors the price that the veterans paid. So I am, in fact, honoring the office of the president when I point out that which corrupts the office he holds. I'll never, and I will never, honor any man or woman in office who disrespects the sacrifice of those who have been put there by the sacrifice again of those that died to give it. And neither will anyone who is a true patriot. But on the other hand, I'll be the first one to stand behind those in office that do honor the veteran and the veterans and the laws of our constitutional republic. Again, Article 4, Section 4, put forth in the Constitution of the United States. Why? Because during World War I, did you know that 516,506 men and women fought blood and died to ratify, to magnify the laws of our constitutional republic against those that opposed God's government? Did you know that World War II, there was not a household in America that did not feel lost? 405,399 men and women fought blood and died to give us what we have today, something, a gift, and something called freedom. America, I just want to lay to your candor. What are you doing with that gift? What are you doing with the freedoms that you have? Are you complaining about what you're tolerating? What are you doing with the gift called freedom, America? It's blood bought. Somebody in your family died to give it. Somebody in your family sacrificed to give it. And I can for sure tell you, as a fact, God the Father sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to give it to us in the spiritual. That's why we always talk about how God has shed His grace upon America. He already has done that. And friends, we hear this all the time. I just heard it the last week in Georgia. God bless America. God bless America. Yes, God bless America. Friends, let me tell you something. God has blessed America.
Amen.
Now it's time for you to bless God, America, and actually obey what He tells you to do. Because we know that they're not suggestions, but rather they're commandments. I remember one time, it was about 13 years ago, I had what do I say about the guy? Oh, Bradley, you know, I was playing my guitar the other day and the Lord asked me, oh, Bradley, I was singing a song to the Lord, and all of a sudden I heard the Lord ask me. I said, did He ask to see your faith? No, the Lord asked me to do something for Him. Really? Because the only time I ever see the Lord asking anybody anything is, what do you see, namely to the prophets, or to draw out the faith that a man has within himself concerning the things of Christ. I said to him, I'm trying to figure out what Bible or what version you're reading, my brother from another mother, that you would actually believe that that was the voice of the Holy Ghost to ask you to do something for him. How backwards America has it today, my friends. I'll tell you what, I mean, people get visions and dreams and they hear from the Lord. I'm telling you what, man, it always comes in a peaceful manner. And I know that in Scripture, whenever the Lord showed up or the angels of the Lord showed up, the flesh trembled in fear. And I'll tell you another thing they did is they hit the dirt, Jack. They hit the dirt. And if they were to be lifted up at all, they were lifted up by the hand of the Christ, the Son of the living God, who sits at the right hand of the Father. Blessed be His name in Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Man of War, the Captain of our salvation. Woo! We're having some church up in here. You guys all know out in Georgia, if you're listening to me right now, they're probably sitting in front of the screen right now. If you are, I just want to say, you know what would be happening if we were in a black church right now, right? Now they're shouting back,
amen.
Amen, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Bring it down. In all seriousness, friends, how can we stand back and tolerate a criminal administration to step on the sacrifice of those that died to give us what we have today? Matter of fact, a lot of those men and women in every given scenario, all the way from World War I to Afghanistan and Iraq and Vietnam and Korea, they were fighting against the very ideologies that the American people are actually tolerating today. Now you have a man in the White House stepping all over it, and for some reason the American people, well, they just stand back and they just complain about it. No further. I mean, while other men fought, bled, and died, the American people that have been given that gift, well, they talk about it. And how's that talk working out for you, friends? How's that lip service working out for you, friends? Well, you have an administration aggressively perpetuating crimes against who we are as a people. Which one's American? And when we go back to our founding forefathers, where I'm going to go in just a couple minutes, I'm going to show you what they did. And keep in mind, friends, we're not to throw off the Constitution, right? Abe Lincoln said, love him or hate him, he was right. We're not to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. Until we do that, nothing is going to change. And I want change. And I want the right change. I want the change that the Lord commands us to have. Because, again, going back 239 years later, they did it according to the Word of God. They didn't do it out of their emotions. They didn't do it out of their unlawful and ungodly opinions. No, they did it according to the dictates of God's commands. And I want you to remember this, friends. God gave His law because He loved. God gave His law because He loves. And keep in mind, He loved us so much that He sent His Son to fulfill it. What are you doing with that pearl, church? Christ crucified. We want to know the power of God unto salvation, then let's stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Because, friends, we can do this, and no king but King Jesus. Be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, talking about how we honor the office of those that represent we the people. We are the government, America. Forget that not. Government works for us. We work not for it. We work together. Government isn't a reflection of who we are. Government is who we are and what we allow. So if we're complaining about anything, it's only our reflection, friends. And if it's ugly, it's time to get a facelift. Oh, I want to remind you, too, you're not able to change your own nature. No more than a leopard can change its spots or you change the color of your hair. And I'm not talking about the artificial way, friends. The only person that can change human nature is Jesus Christ himself. Praise God. There's an anointing going on here, and I'm very happy about it, and I'm very appreciative of it, Lord. Going back to my point as to how we honor the office of those that represent we the people, America, the way to honor the office of the president and his administration is to bring impeachment and civil charges for their crimes against the American people. By the way, that's Article 1, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. For those that thought within themselves, Bradley, I can't believe what you're saying, man. Should we actually call for the articles of impeachment? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why nobody in the federal government has done that yet. And yet they're obligated to do just that. Right? But they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with, friends. Article 1, Section 3, United States Constitution. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to the removal of office from disqualification and enjoy any office to honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. So, friends, we need to take it a step further, not just have them impeached.
Keep in mind, friends, nations are destroyed for the lack of impeachment. Not to just have him impeached, friends, kicked out of office. No! We need to lay civil charges against each and every one of these individuals for the crimes that they committed against we the people. Because, friends, that's what tyrants do to those that obey the law of the land in America today. Just ask the DHS. Just ask the criminal holder, the attorney general who's trying to get out of Dodge because it's getting a little too hot. The Department of Injustice. Shame on America. America, you have foreign lands that are trying to figure out why you are tolerating this criminal administration. I want to read something to you really quick. I got this yesterday, and it was one of my new friends, and I believe here I'll just make sure so I don't have to correct myself. Nobody likes doing that, right? I'm scrolling right now. This is live radio, but interestingly enough, he had sent me a Facebook. And he said, what's going on with your governments in your country? And I asked him the question. I said, well, what do you mean? What's going on? And then he brought up Eric Holder. And once he brought up Eric Holder, he kind of clarified as to what he was asking me. And this is what he said. He said, did he just resign by his own will, or was there something that happened? The only information we get in Sweden is that he did a great job as Eternal General.
Oh, my goodness.
See how you are under an agenda through propaganda.
Yes.
And what is that all about? It's a disinformation ploy thrown on the American people on a daily basis. But again, friends, this is what's happening on the outside. But he goes on. Did he just resign by his own will, or was there something that happened? I said, you, my friend, are being lied to. He said, yeah, I had a feeling about that. And the news here, everything that Obama does is great.
Wow.
I don't rely on Swedish news because the news are so extremely biased. Everything is Israel's fault, and Hamas are just fighting for freedom, according to the Swedish news. So this actually takes off the cover of a global initiative, friends. And how you can't trust the state-run media to save their life nor yours. He goes on, we're told in Sweden that Obama is the best president ever. He said, I'm sick of this. I don't believe the lies that the Swedish news are telling the people here. I guess you feel the same about the newspapers in America. I said to him, cannot trust a thing that they report, half-truths and bold-faced lies. And then someone else chimed in, Holder has the lowest approval rating of any person in the administration. Now, just imagine if America knew the Constitution and their founding documents. If they knew the Word of God, because if they knew the Word of God, they would know that it's a violation of God's moral law. That is called sin, and that is transgression of God's law. 1 John 3:4, reading the moral law, go to Exodus 20. If they knew God said, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet, do you think that he would have any sort of approval rating? No, his approval rating would be best if he was behind bars. Now, going to our forefathers, President Woodrow Wilson said this. Again, love him or hate him, he was right. A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we have come from or what we have been about. Because, friends, really what it comes down to is, America, you've forgotten where you come from. Why did we separate from Great Britain, friends? Well, most people say on the 4th of July, Independence Day, that we separated because taxation without representation. Let me put that where it needs to be put. This was only one of 27 grievances given as was a lesser reason. It was a 17 out of 27, and it was the 17th out of the 27th reason given. Grievances were 11 times more. Abuse of representative powers. This was the reason our forefathers threw up the tyrant named King George and his government. Abuse of representative powers. Abuse of military powers 7 times more often. Abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often. By the way, again, friends, read the Constitution of the United States of America, because we're told in this country, you know, that the Supreme Court, once they're appointed for life. Really? Who told you that? They're appointed and they sit on the bench as so far that they discover and apply in good behavior, not to legislate and to act as a bunch of activists to create out of thin air what they think. They are not God. They are ruled by God. That's why they put their hand on the Bible and swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign against both foreign and domestic. So help me God. Good behavior. Friends, this is another thing that the American people need to pay attention to, because in the Bible, the Lord appointed judges throughout the land. This helps protect our rights. Again, that's the purpose of government, is to ensure our rights and to restrain men from sin. Not to teach men how to commit the act of violating God's moral law. Or not to strip away our rights through some form of law, though it may have the color of law, the smell of law, and the look of law. Yet it's not law, it's merely policy. And keep in mind, friends, for all of you smart attorneys out there, especially those that have made the mistake of swearing to the bar, God is watching all things, my friends. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Greater grievances. Again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. As a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence, yet it is the one known today. And I want to tell you why people know that one today, because that's where their heart is.
Right.
It's where their checkbook is. That's exactly right. Taxation without representation. Well, what happened? In the 20s, 30s, and 40s, new historians began to rewrite history through the textbooks. Money became the focus of today. They appointed, and we see this in the pulpits today, a whole lot of errands. Give me your gold and give me your silver. I'll create a golden calf and it will go before us and we'll say, these be thy gods, O America. And just wait, though, friends, because Moses is reigning through judgment today. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Moses is throwing down the two tablets upon the people and saying, oh, no, you don't. Bring up the sword of the Spirit and deal with those that will not be ruled according to law. I like that. What happened? Money became the focus. Okay, I'm going to go no further than that, but I do want you to understand, just for reiterating this, folks, we hear through the state-run media the same things every day, 24/7. Different person, same problem. But I want to lay the foundations for you before I go into Eric Holder in the next hour. You have the longest standing constitution in modern history. The French Revolution, over 10 years after American Revolution, are into their 15th constitution. America, you're still into your first. After how many years? 239 years. We're still too young to die, friends. Don't forget that. Brazil's 7th constitution since 1822. You're still into your first. Poland's into the 6th constitution, but America, you're still into your first. Afghanistan into their 5th constitution since 1923. Russia is in their 4th constitution since 1918. America, again, has the longest standing constitution.
And can I add why
you
that
may.
Would be?
You may.
Why would America have the longest standing constitution? Because the principles found in the constitution came directly from the word of God.
Oh.
We built our constitution upon that rock. As Andrew Jackson rightfully said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Because we planted our feet upon that rock, the Constitution still stands.
Yeah, as has every president up until Barack Hussein Obama acknowledged what you just said.
That's right. That we
every
were a Christian
single
nation.
One. Not that they lived according to it, of course.
But
don't
they
get
acknowledged
me wrong,
our foundation.
But they acknowledged it, and they kept giving the information back to the people. This is your history. It's in that book called the Bible. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back And again, keep in mind, friends, stay with us till the second hour. We're going to be talking about Eric Holder, and we're going to do our best to let the word drop.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at restoringourpromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining philsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
About the correlation of our governments, what our forefathers did not tolerate. So our forefathers who said resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Again, we're talking about throwing off bad government, friends, here, not good government. I love good government. Got lots of friends in good government.
And let's clarify that, too. Thomas Jefferson said, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Just think about that quote for a second.
That's pretty extreme. No, it's pretty extreme when you allow a government to sanction the murder of innocent babies in the womb. That's pretty extreme. It's pretty extreme when you allow a government to actually indoctrinate and go after little kids in preschool, teaching them transvestite and how transvestitisms. Okay, homosexuality, teaching little kids how to use sex toys in North Carolina. That's pretty extreme, friends, and it's pretty extreme when the American people stand down and allow it. I also want to tell you something here, friends. When you see these sorts of things being thrown down on the people, they are literally taking off their mask and they are being as transparent as they possibly can be because they are showing you exactly who they are.
Right.
Don't forget it.
And some people listening might say, well, where is that in Scripture where we resisted the tyrants? Listen, if you look at
we're not in Scripture.
Yeah, exactly. If you look at Elijah, you look at Daniel, you look at David, you look at John the Baptist, they obeyed the commandments of God rather than the commandments of men, because we obey the commandments of men so far as they line up with the commandments
right.
of God. We stop and draw the line in the sand when they don't.
And that's right. And we set them straight because
right.
we have been set straight, because we have been quickened by grace, because we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. And what does that that grace do? And what does that faith do? It upholds the law. It fulfills the law. It doesn't obligate.
And what are we seeing today? We're seeing the fruit of Christians, which professed Christians will say, who have not dug their feet in the sand or drawn that line in the sand and said, listen, you will not go any farther than this. And what are we seeing? Usurpations. We're seeing violations, as you mentioned, with education and everything. It's all amok. Why? Because we've dropped the standard.
Well, I can tell you why. Because Jesus said to those that hear my word and do it, this is what I'll liken them unto. The storms will come, but you ain't going to move. That's a republic. But when you think that you're a democracy, which most people do, well, when that storm comes, guess what? It's going to blow you away. And that's exactly what the American people are allowing their government to do today.
Their government. That's right.
Their government. Your reflection. Folks, you have a responsibility. And Daniel Webster, again, he comes to my aid when he said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Because miracles do not cluster. And what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. What are we beginning to see? We again, friends, are allowing less than 1.7% of the population to destroy and to create a new world order. And by the way, friends, I'm not teaching you the fear of man. I'm teaching you the fear of God, because it's better to fear God than it is man. Bonhoeffer said,
that's right.
He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God, because we know what the fear of the Lord is. It's hating evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. That's Proverbs 8. You can also go over to Proverbs 6. But he also said, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Thou shalt not judge.
Oh, favorite scripture.
The whole purpose of the church is to fulfill the law unto judgment, to establish righteousness. Why? Because the prince of the power of the air is judged through just that. Okay? James Wilson said, Supreme Court Justice, drafter of the Constitution, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law under the Christian umbrella, religion and law are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. And what is the definition of science? Webster's 1828, the study of creation. Exodus 18:21. George Washington and Alexander Hamilton, the Constitution and the Bible, bringing forth that mutual alliance. Separation of powers came from Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. President must be natural-born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6. Three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption for church is Ezra 7:24. By the way, churches are non-taxable. IRS publications 557. Republicanism came from Scripture, Exodus 18:21. John Adams said the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Now will I avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were are as eternal and immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God. Is not that interesting?
Yeah, every time that you're saying...
So we laid a premise.
Yeah, and you're laying down all these foundations of where we found these things in the Bible that go on our Constitution.
I'm sorry. Can I interject this to what you're saying right now? Okay. 15,000 writings analyzed by professors in Houston that actually told the American people the truth came from the Bible. 3,154 quotations and sources. Bible is found to be most quoted by our founders.
Yep.
And 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. You can just go back and ask Charles Dean Montes. You can go back to William Blackstone, or you can go to John Locke. They can tell you.
Yeah, exactly. And after everything you're saying, I feel like saying the rock, the rock, the rock. It was all foundations built upon the rock. And that's why America is in, you know, the longest constitution standing in modern history. Why? Because we built that constitution, as I said earlier, upon the rock.
Okay, let me give the scriptural definition as to what you're saying there, because Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock will I build my church.
That's right.
It was upon the revelation that was bestowed upon them by the Christ through the Holy Ghost.
Right.
It was the revelation. Folks, we have the revelation. Now let's stick to it.
That's right. We don't need any new patterns or new ideas or new thoughts.
No.
We're not to be given to change anyway, scripture tells us. We're going back to the old pattern.
I'm not talking about changing pants. I'm not talking about changing politicians with dirty pants. Neither.
Right. You're talking about we need to go back to the old paths. We don't need a new thing. We need to adhere to what's already been given us through the Bible and through the Constitution. Now, we're going to talk more about this in our second hour, but I just want to highlight for those new listeners out there, the Sons of Liberty has a documentary entitled My War. It's a 5-part documentary series. Every household in America should have one. That's how outstanding it is. It is now being aired on Dove Television. So for those of you that have the Dove Television Network, it's every Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so please adjust your watch according to where you live in the United States. But it's going to be playing for the next several months. They're also doing repeats throughout the week. So please mark your calendar, mark your date and time, check and see if you have Dove Television. We're excited about this because now
online.
This message, that's right, now this message is going across the nation for people to understand and for people to have. So please check it out. Don't forget that before our break here that you want to make sure you mark it on your calendar. Also, I want to highlight, too, as well, this week's product of the week is the new Virtue Class digital download. If you have not seen our brand new updated store, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. For you new listeners out there who perhaps have never seen our brand new media website, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I think it rocks.
You know, it really does. In fact, you know, our Alexis, which is basically what rates websites in the nation and worldwide as far as where they rank among websites. Well, when we first began and started the new website, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
1 month ago.
Yeah, 1 month ago, we were ranked at about 2 million. And over this time, within the period of about a month, we have jumped from being ranked 2 million to 13,000. And that was even a week or so ago. So it just shows how hungry people are for the truth.
People
and they
need to know
it.
The content of the page. It turns the heart of the fathers to the children and the children's hearts to the fathers.
That's right.
So it's bridging the gap with the information of the present to who we are. And it's a good place to go, friends.
And it brings hope, too. It's not the doom and gloom. Oh, my goodness. All the bad news. Lots of people say, I don't even want to turn on the TV because of all the bad news. Well, listen, you shouldn't turn on the TV anyway.
Amen.
But when the good news comes, the good news is
Psalm 101, verse 3.
That's right. King David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. But when you look at this website, what it does, it shows you what the problems are. Yes, we need to address it, but it also gives you the answers and the hope found in Jesus Christ and the good news. And for those of you that are listening to as well, let's say, hey, I love what you guys do. Oh, my goodness. I feel like I'm having church every time I listen to the Sons of Liberty. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation. You'll find the donate button at the top in the stars and stripes, or better yet, if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you give consistently on a monthly basis what you can scroll down a little bit further. It says, become a son or daughter of Liberty. You can do that in one of four easy ways. You get a beautiful certificate, 25% off our product of the week every week. But most importantly, you can feel good about what you're giving to.
Real
it's important.
Good. I feel good.
I think it's so important to feel good about where you spend your hard-earned money and where your finances go to make sure that it's going to a ministry that's speaking forth the truth, that's standing up, fighting the good fight of faith every day, and that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. And back to Rewind. The product of the week.
You rewind like
Wow, that rewind,
that
like, way outdid mine.
Hey, folks, we also wanted to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communications as well. We do greatly appreciate for your response, and your response is much required, believe me.
For those of you who want to get that new Virtue Class digital download, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's a $5 donation. You'll love it. Any teen girl, young lady, it's the best.
Hour two coming up on the other side of this break. Stephanie, why do you always got that ridiculous-looking smirk on your face?
Because I'm happy.
sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.